Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took a partial victory for a strengthening economy in last night's State of the Union address, his first before a divided Congress.
Thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Washington.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn. And McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl, and when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Ukraine's president on the tarmac when he arrived for a surprise visit to London. The two men met at 10 Downing Street. Then Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a bid for more military support.
We will always come out on top of evil. This lies at the core of our, but also your, traditions.
Zelensky is also meeting with King Charles. It's a race against time to find additional survivors trapped in massive mounds of rubble in the frigid cold after Monday's 7.8 earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Today, the death toll topped 11,000. In Pyongyang, marked the 75th anniversary of the country's army. Small government-organized groups performed. Others held signs praising the Korean People's Army. The King gets a new title after last night's Lakers game. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
What a moment for LeBron James. He is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And the crowd here chanting MVP. He entered the league 20 years ago, and tonight he attains one of the greatest records in basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who held the title for almost 40 years, was there to congratulate his successor.
LeBron has conducted himself with class. He had a plan. He came right out of high school and went after excellence on the court.
CVS is taking a giant plunge into primary medical care. It's reached a $10.6 billion all-cash deal to buy clinic owner Oak Street Health. It adds hundreds of senior clinics, as well as about 600 physicians and nurse practitioners for COVID vaccinations, strep tests, and other services at CVS pharmacies. S&P futures down 20. Dow futures off 119. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Wait, was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
the Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs around 35. Northerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for mixed precipitation again tonight. Lows around 22. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 26. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of the building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emix with the Red Cross.
Chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home, and it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ashiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online check can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
I spent years just trying to find you so I could finally let you know. It was your son's heart that saved me and a life you gave us both.
Song of the Year, Just Like That, from Bonnie Raitt. She was surprised to win the Grammy for it. I was not aware of the song, was not aware until I started, you know, listening to the song and looking at the lyrics, that it's about organ donation and a woman meeting a young man who received her son's heart after his passing. Just a very touching song by Bonnie Raitt. Just Like That, again, is the name of it. Here on Up North News Radio, we're going to cover a couple of topics here from the legislature. We're going to talk about professional licensing, and then we're going to talk about co-pays for health insurance with a couple of guests here. But first, I wanted to pass along that folks have been aware for quite some time now that the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has been having terrible problems with delays in processing license requests. And this is starting to affect more and more people. And it is it's an agency, like many others, that has been short-staffed and facing tight budgets since the Scott Walker years. And yet things were starting to turn around. Matthew DeFore talked about this in a story at Wisconsin Watch about how the rate of returns for the public picked up after Governor Evers used federal funding to increase the agency's call center staff from 6 to 26. And again, there is funding available to continue to help hire call center workers and improve performance. But instead, Republicans running the Legislative Audit Committee have decided not to spend that money, including a $47 million surplus from license fees, and instead has authorized an audit to look into the past delays at that Department of Safety and Professional Services, which is going to make the backlog worse, because now the workers there are going to be taking time to comply with the audit as well. And so there is a way for funding to be used in a good way to serve, but instead it's being used to punish when they already know what the problem was. It's the budget austerity that we have had to endure for 12 years in the state in the name of somehow proving government doesn't work. And instead of engaging in service, we're engaging in an audit that will tell us what we already know. And the backlog is not going to get any better because of this Republican action from yesterday. Now I want to turn to a bipartisan matter in the Wisconsin legislature. There was a press conference that was held on a bill called All Copays Count, something that would ensure Wisconsin patients can continue to access their prescription medications to help make sure that any copay assistance that people get can continue to go toward their cost-sharing requirements, something that insurance companies don't want to have happen. And I have several guests with me here. They include Rob Gunderman from the Wisconsin All Copays Count Coalition. We also have Sarah Solly, a government relations director for the American Cancer Society, Action Network of Wisconsin. And we also have, did she drop off? We had somebody, Annette Houston was with us earlier. Looks like she's not on the call here, but we're going to welcome in Rob and Sarah. Rob, good morning to you. Sarah, hi.
Good morning.
Okay, let's take a step back here. I gave a bit of an introduction, but let's frame it in the way that it happens with, you know, with regular folks. Who tell us about the copay assistance that they can get. Where does that come from? And then we'll talk about what the health insurance companies have to do with it, or what they want to do with it. But Rob, let's start with what is this copay assistance?
So when we have some medications, frequently they will go to the manufacturer of that medication and apply for copay assistance, which is basically it's a manufacturer's card you get, it looks like a little credit card, and you use that to pay for your medications. The problem we run into is that that runs out, and then when I'm getting the calls is towards the end of the year when the person's manufacturer's assistance has run out. They go to pay for the medications, and then they find out they're paying list price and that their deductible hasn't been filled. That's the crux of it.
And it's I guess I've seen in some news stories, the word that you didn't use, but I hear others use, is it's kind of like a coupon. Like the drug companies say, you know, here's a coupon, a discount off so much of it. But health insurance companies are they not wanting to accept it, or are they refusing to accept these coupons right now?
What they're doing is they're taking the coupon, but they're not applying it towards the patient's deductible. So they're really double dipping. They're getting paid up front this one, and then late in the year when that patient goes and their assistance is run out, they're then paying again because they're having to fill that deductible. None of the manufacturer's assistance went towards their deductible.
That's a little unbelievable, Sarah, but you know, as you and I and others with the American Cancer Society have discussed before, this is not the first time that we've had to deal with health insurance companies and, you know, paying for the things that premiums go toward. Is this a frequent problem? Is it a growing problem, Sarah? What's the situation like for the people around you?
Well, so, you know, obviously we are an advocacy organization with patients in mind, and this has a direct impact on patients in a very negative way. You know, we are in the process of meeting a lot of folks that benefit from copay assistance programs, but don't see the benefit through their insurance company, as Rob said. You know, 16 other states have passed this, and Wisconsin is trying to join those 16 other states. We just want this money to work in the way that is intended, right? That the patient actually benefits rather than the insurance company benefiting.
I guess I should say, Rob, and then I'm going to turn to Annette, but to when people say, well, why would that be the case? Again, from what I'm reading, the health insurance industry response is, well, they may be using these coupons for these drugs, but those may not be the right drugs. And as a result, because of the coupons, they're using very expensive drugs rather than using alternatives. What's your response to that?
That's just not true. The vast majority of these cases, there is not a generic alternative. There's only the brand name for those cases. So that just doesn't hold water.
Annette Houston's with us now, a patient advocate who is part of the news conference at the Capitol to talk about the Wisconsin All Copays Count Coalition. It is nice to have you here, Annette. Can you tell me a bit about the extent of this problem in terms of the patients that you advocate for? Are you with us, Annette? Oh, I thought we had her here, but she appears to be having some computer issues. So let me ask this then, Rob. This was a bipartisan news conference, Republican and Democratic members of the Senate and Assembly. But is this the first time the bill's come up, or has it come up in the past? And did it not go through or not get enough votes? What's been the story on this in the legislature?
So it came up last session, and the bill didn't get a hearing just before the legislature went out of session. So we just, the clock ran out last time. That was the issue.
Okay. And Sarah, as you talk to legislators, we did talk about what the health industry talking point seems to be. What are your conversations like either with legislators, staffers, you know, other folks under the dome?
Sure. So prior to yesterday, we were just sort of educating on this bill, talking about this issue. The response has been sort of like yours, Pat, you know, somewhat unbelievable. You know, lawmakers, as we talk with them about this, don't quite understand why this wouldn't apply to the patient's maximum out of pocket. You know, there's certainly a lot of questions and curiosity about, you know, solving this problem and interest in solving this problem. I think, you know, now after the press conference that the bill is out there, we're seeing the insurance industry come out with their sort of arguments against that. So our conversations with lawmakers will then you know, we'll add sort of the counter to that. Some of the claims that they're making are not true. In the 16 other states that we've seen this, you know, premiums are not rising because of this. They're rising, you know, at the same rate as other states that have even not done this. So there's no way to directly say that this is causing, you know, the problems that the insurance industry is claiming.
If you don't mind a little inside baseball here, I want to talk briefly about when you talked about educating lawmakers as somebody who's been in that position as a state senator. It really was one of the most enjoyable aspects of the job was learning something new, understanding that it is not necessarily an instantly Democratic or Republican position to take on it, and that people can actually come together and work on an issue. And Sarah, you and I both know, and Rob, you as well, how frustrating things can be in the Capitol. But is this one of the rare instances where you walk out of offices from both parties and feel like, you know, we actually had a moment of positivity there and advancing an issue?
Pat, I would say so, right? I mean, as Rob mentioned, and you mentioned at the top of your show, this is a bipartisan effort, right? I mean, there is lawmakers from both sides in both houses on this bill. You know, there is a lot of curiosity in my meetings that I haven't seen in quite some time. You know, lots of questions asked about this, you know, we take it very seriously that it's kind of our role to educate. You know, the lawmakers deal with so many issues, and, you know, to come in there and to be able to talk to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and have a positive response and a real genuine, you know, sort of hope to change and fix this on behalf of patients, which is sort of, you know, the main reason we would want to do this.
All right. And Rob, I want to talk more about the coalition because, again, the...
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. And it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with rain likely early, then becoming mixed precipitation. High temperatures reach up to 35. Northerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows around 22. Eyes level off around 26. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Particular action?
If they can reach out to the legislature and ask them to support the all copays count legislation, that would really help.
I appreciate so much your time to do this on short notice and come talk about it. Annette Houston, Rob Gunderman, Sarah Solly, so great to talk to you all. Thank you for educating our audience on it, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks.
All right. We'll take one more break, and then we will be joined by Todd Alba right after this break on Up North News Radio.
Na, 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 na.
if it's Wednesday, it's time for your crossover special here in the Civic Media Homeroom, where we welcome in Todd Alba, and then he's usually crazy enough to welcome me in for the first minute, few minutes of his show, coming up at the top of the hour here on many of these Civic Media radio stations. Mr. Alba, how are you?
I am excellent, Pat. How are you?
I'm fine, but you are so snazzy today. I mean, look at you, a crisp white shirt and a nice tie, and I'm sitting here in fleece and flannel up north. What's the occasion?
It's kind of like, you know, after Superman, not to say I'm Superman, but once Superman kind of like took that break of being Superman for a while, and the suit was still there. The Republican suit is always in the closet, ready to be broken out at any moment. It's a big presidential visit day here in Wisconsin, and Madison, DeForest, the suburb in particular. So we are going to be carrying that across the Civic Media Radio Network, and I'm going to be anchoring that along with our news director, Terry Bell. They're telling us around noon, but as you know, these presidential visits are always a little, shall we say, soft in terms of time. And they do it for security reasons. They don't want people to know exactly when the President of the United States is going to appear where. So it may be closer to 1:30, 1:45-ish. We'll see.
We'll see. And I have to admit, now I set the bar low today. I think I set it a little too high yesterday, saying if there's any announcements, you know, we'll have them. But given that the president, you know, really couldn't lay out a legislative agenda because of, you know, the makeup of this new Congress, I would not think the bar would be set for any big news, maybe something related to the Infrastructure Act. But it's just as likely he's just going to come and deliver some boilerplate remarks about the manufacturing part of his speech and then move on to his next stop.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talked about this last night. I thought we had a great panel, by the way. We had Joseph Pecky, a Democratic strategist. We also had Matt Flynn, of course, past Democratic Party chair for Wisconsin. We also had Bill McCosian, a longtime Republican, respected across the state, was former Secretary of Commerce under Governor Tommy Thompson. So we had a lot of back and forth. The point that I made or that I talked about with Bill McCosian last night, Joe Biden last night talked about Buy America, supply chains for China, getting them back to the United States, lots of deals, record jobs, non-college workers. I mean, these are things that Donald Trump would love to run on. I mean, places like where you or I are from in the western part of the state, the rural parts of the state, those are issues that resonate with voters, and I thought he nailed it.
And yet, I don't know what Bill had to say, but there was such an emphasis on, you know, that Biden would, you know, muff up a word here or there, as somebody would who's A, you know, of his age, B, has overcome a speech impediment. But again, to look more at the surface of the theatrics, if you will, is kind of keeping in theme with what we saw shamefully from some members of the Republican side who wanted to turn this all into theater rather than the substance of the remarks.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not trying to give Bill a speech for it, but basically just kind of threw it out there. Bill agreed that those were smart topics for Biden to run on, that they resonated with kind of that Republican swing voter, that independent, whoever she or he is yet in Wisconsin, that still will vote for both sides. But you're right. As far as I'm a guy who loves the theater, and Bill didn't like the length of it. Joseph Pecky said we should just get rid of these things, just make them go back to writing. See, I'm a guy that loves the pomp and circumstance. I love the theater of it all. I thought it was, it was closer to Prime Minister's questions last night in the UK than it was the State of the Union address. I don't think it should be that disrespectful. But here's the great thing, Pat. I thought last night showed quintessential Joe Biden. I thought it showed his strengths. He get a little back and forth. He wasn't going to be taken down. You're right. This is the thing that Republicans do that is just cruel. They go after his stumbling of words. This is a guy who was born with a major speech impediment, a stutter, and still, when he's not in public, still stutters. And he has to work every single time he's in public not to be stuttering. And I thought he knocked it out of the park last night in his oratory and in the way that he handled that heckling.
And it really could be that he could say to some of those folks, you know, after the speech is over, you know, at the end of the day, I can overcome my speech impediment. You are still going to be a jackass.
Well,
and that's, you know, that's really what it came down to in some cases. Look, I'm all in favor. And I've said this for a long, long time. I'm all in favor of starting something more along the lines of Prime Minister's questions. I think we actually would, we would do well with that kind of an instant back and forth in Congress instead of the same old canned speeches. But that's not what this was. And frankly, I agree with those who've said it. It's almost like somehow Democrats set up Republicans to do this, to look like jerks, because, again, while that feeds red meat to a base, that base is not nearly enough to overcome, you know, the independents who look at that and go,
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.